closets, cupboards and drawers. Clear the air, open my windows and doors. Scrap the scrapbooks, frames that I've filled. Skeletons of all the times I misspent or killed. Built a pyramid in the front yard. Soaked it down with gasoline. Live and learn, fast and hard. And let it burn, hot and clean. It's all good, it's all gone. It's just fuel for a bonfire.
Our next guest on Downtown is a singer, songwriter, yoga instructor, and chef. And she's got a brand new album coming out on October 9th called Ghost Town. That's the lead track from the album. We're so happy to be joined this afternoon by the talented Susie Ragsdale. Susie, thank you so much for being with us.
Of course. Thank you so much for playing my song.
Well, love the album. Some terrific music. And it's been a while since you've done a solo album. This one, obviously, you only need to listen to a few of those lyrics, including some that we just played, to know that this is a very personal album for you.
Yeah, I tend to do like the truth a lot, maybe too much sometimes.
I love the video. Yeah. You've got a great video posted on your website for one of the tracks from the album, Live Until You Die, which is also, it's a wonderful cut. And well, I, along with you, recognized another familiar face working in that video, your dad.
Yeah. I was so happy that he agreed to do it. And to me, he's like the king of comedy videos. He's so good at it. And that song is a little bit funny, so he fit right in and was in his element.
Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know, your dad is of course, the great Ray Stevens, and you've been working with him, well, since birth, but you were actually part of that great kid chorus in his number one song, Everything is Beautiful.
That's true. It was my big sister, Timmy, who's almost 3 years older than me, her second grade class, and she and myself and my friend Julie Sacklett, who's Brenda Lee's daughter, we all sang that Jesus Loves Little Children at the beginning. And it was like a last-minute decision for him to stick that on there, and I think it had a lot to do with its success. It was just like such a cool thing to come into it from that perspective.
I love so many of the songs on the album, and it's great to hear many of the people mentioned in your song Loved and Won, including a shout-out to, well, people you knew very well and worked with a number of times, Guy Clark and his wife, Susanna.
Yeah, I love Susanna so much. We were very good friends, and of course I love Guy, but while I was in his band, mostly I was dating or married to Verlin Thompson, who you may know was Guy's right-hand man. Mm. And he's a great guitarist, and Guy and his really relied on him. And he was like, okay, we'll get Susie to sing some harmonies on the record. And, hey, why don't you come along on the road? And we had so much fun. But my friendship with Susanna was just invaluable to me. I was really sorry when she passed away. And, of course, everyone was. But it was a real special thing. So in the midst of all those other iconic, famous, you know, Romeo and Juliet and all that, I had to throw Guy and Susanna in there.
I was so pleased, as someone who was a fan of Guy and Susanna for so many years, I was so pleased to see the role that they played in nurturing other musicians in Ken Burns' wonderful country music documentary.
Oh, yeah. What a great thing that is, and to be that over and over again.
So what's the process for you? Most of the songs on this album you wrote by yourself. You've written a lot as a collaborator with others. Is it different when you're writing all alone?
Yeah, you know, I guess when I do it with someone else, it's usually someone that I know really, really well, like I'm living with them or married to them or have known them for such a long time that it's just like with Sam Frank. I've known him for 20 years and we just click, so it's not hard to throw things out there. But you know, a lot of times with co-writing, a lot of people in Nashville will just meet up with somebody brand new at 10 a.m. and by 3 p.m. they have a hit song. And I don't know how they do it, but the way I operate is a little more personal. And so I think some of my strongest songs are the ones I've written alone, although I love a lot of the songs I've written with Verlin and other friends of mine, of course. But, you know, just there's something about diluting it. Like some of these people will write with like four or five writers on one song. So I don't know how if I could do that. They come up with some good stuff, but I don't think I could do that.
We're talking with Susie Ragsdale. Her wonderful new album is called Ghost Town, and the closer of the album, man, it takes your breath away. It's such a powerful song. You put it all out there in the ending.
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't know how strong that song was until I played it live. And each of the times I played it live, you know, right after I'd written it a couple of years ago, people just fell out of their chairs saying, that's the one, that's the, you know. It really just resonated with them because we don't know until something has gone awry or ended that it's not going to go the way you planned. And if you did know, would you do it at all? I mean, who would go ahead and marry somebody that you knew was going to divorce or open a store that you knew was going to close in horrible bankruptcy or whatever, whatever you do, you know? But people got it. And I think it's a special song for me in that it's a little different style of singing than I've done, and it's kind of lilting and waltzing, and it's really fun to play. It's really fun to share with people.
I have to think that's one of the great gifts of songwriting is when you put that song out there that's so personal to you and find that it has a universal appeal and that so many folks can relate to it.
Yeah, and it's a shocker sometimes. You know, you don't know. Usually I get a clue if I'm playing a song live for the first or second time. If I start crying and I can't even sing, it's like, okay, you got a good one. This one's going to work.
Along with writing with other people, you've also been a backing vocalist with so many different performers through the years. And we were talking with Kim Ritchie on the show a couple of weeks ago, and she said, you know, of everything she does, that might be her favorite thing to do is singing backup because your responsibility is very limited and you know exactly what you're going to go in and do and you don't have to worry about all the other things.
Yeah, I agree with Kim. I love her. And it is. It's true. I'd almost be happy to just be singing backgrounds for somebody like the Eagles and Ray Charles or, you know, my heroes. It's so much fun and you can just dance and you can be creative and be a really huge addition to the whole sound, but you're not in the front carrying the whole thing. So it's fun and it's easy and it really does add a lot. Backgrounds can make or break a record, I think.
Let's break away from the music for a moment and talk about your work as a yoga instructor, something you've been doing for a very long time. What does that different side of your life do for you?
I think I was like 20, 21 when I became like a fitness instructor of high impact aerobics and strength training classes. And after about 20 years of that, as my body aged and everything, I got into yoga and fell in love with yoga. And not only is it strengthening and really athletic and healthy if you do the power yoga or whatever, but it's also got the spiritual and the serenity aspect. There's this breathing, you're mindful, you're present, you're in the moment, and every time you come back to the present breath and the present moment, you're kind of resetting. Okay, this is all there is. This is where I am. And you get still and quiet after the exercise part of the asanas are over. And then after all of that practice, you have such a clear mind, you might get a great song idea. I mean, it really is a creative helper, I think, or whatever it is that you're wanting to do and do well. Having a daily yoga practice is probably going to benefit your, you know, whatever it is you're wanting to do.
Well, and you can hear that in the music on Ghost Town too, which seems to me there's an overriding theme of being at peace with yourself and acceptance for where you are in your life.
I mean, you know, I kick myself in the butt every day, but but then I forgive myself right after that. So, you know, that's yoga. I mean, one part of it is to acknowledge and accept how you're feeling, even if it sucks, and then be okay with it. And then, you know, okay, I'll take a new breath and do a better thing, you know, for the rest of my day. So, yeah, and Ghost Town, just kind of looking back in hindsight, you don't want to spend a lot of time doing that, but sometimes it helpful and you can learn from it and makes for good songs. I love that old song that Tricia Yearwood, I can't remember who wrote it, but the song Remembers When. I just love, you know, looking back into the past and gaining from it in some way instead of being sad about it.
And you're also a very talented chef. What does that do for you? And how, what area of your life does that address?
I don't know. I think I got that from my grandmother on my dad's side. She cooked all the time. She cooked real fattening Southern stuff. And I got into it when I was like 18 or 19. I got into cooking healthy, but it tastes decadent. And then somewhere along the way, I kind of split the difference and started using real butter and cream and stuff again. And I didn't get any fatter, so I kept with that. But it's really such a creative process, and you can read a bunch of recipes and watch a bunch of Food Network stars and then just change it up to fit your own refrigerator and, you know, use what you've got and be creative in that way. And then you get to share it with people. And the most fun is when they say, oh, my God, this is the best thing I've ever tasted. And you feel like you're being generous as well as creative, you know.
The album is called Ghost Town. It's available officially on October 9th, but you can go to Susie's website at susieragsdale.com, watch a couple of the videos, listen to some of the music. It really is an absolutely wonderful album. Been a fan of your work for a long time. It's a real delight to have you with us. Thanks for making time for us today, Susie.
Oh, Rich, thank you so much. I'm so happy that you like it and that you're playing it and sharing it with people. And I really can't thank you enough for that, because I haven't heard myself on the radio for a long time. And just before you got me on, I heard you playing a little bit of Bonfire. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm sitting here with my mom. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm on the radio. It's so much fun. I really thank you very much.
Well, I hope more stations do the same. It deserves to be heard. It's great music. Susie, thanks so much for being with us. We wish you success with the album. Be well, stay safe, and we'll hopefully talk with you again down the road.
Maybe in person. Yeah.
That would be great. Thanks, Susie.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye now. Susie Ragsdale with us on Downtown.